It's time for an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall from Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Stand by for Prophetess Cadence McCall.
Good evening, Jacksonville. It is so good to be able to speak to you all tonight. Finally, after 3 to 4 long weeks of being in Africa, particularly Ghana, I actually had no idea I was going to be hit with jet lag right before the show started tonight. So I'm praying for the strength of the Lord. But in the meantime, thankfully, I have a wonderful, highly anointed prophetess here with me tonight. Those of you watching on social media already know her as none other than the one and great Prophetess Renell Grace. Yes, Prophetess Renell Grace is here tonight all the way from California. Prophetess, can you say hello to the people tonight?
Hello, everybody. God bless you.
Amen. So before we begin to take live calls and she begins to minister the word of the Lord to you through personal prophecy, I am just going to tell you quickly about my Africa experience in Ghana. I know many of you are curious. I want to say that Ghana is an amazing nation in Africa. People are hospitable. People are kind. People are caring. People are well-mannered. And if you want to take your ministry to the next level, even internationally, I recommend going to Ghana. It is just a great African nation. I cannot recommend it enough. And I'm just thankful for the ministerial opportunities the Lord gave me there, and I'm even more thankful to be here. You know, the Lord even opened up the TV airwaves for me there. Yes, I was on Zoe TV, and the Lord allowed me to decree and declare that the seven spirits of God be awakened over the entire continent of Africa. The Lord also allowed me to release a prophetic word over the nation of Ghana. And he said that he is shifting the economy in Ghana and that resources are coming in a way that are going to shift them out of poverty and a poverty mentality once and for all. So I just want to encourage all those apostolic and prophetic voices that are out there listening today. And you're wondering, where is your voice going to be heard? I want to tell some of you that God is sending many of you to the nations to release prophetically from the United States to carry an American blessing to nations that have been crying out for prosperity as they've experienced years and years of drought and spiritual famine. The Spirit of the Lord is pouring out his Spirit globally and internationally, and I'm just so thankful to be able to be a part of that. So again, hello to everyone listening in Jacksonville, as well as those watching and listening by way of social media. Prophetess Renell, I'm going to go ahead and allow you to just begin to say whatever you feel the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the people tonight, and then we'll begin to take live calls at 904-296-2251.
Glory to God. I thank God for being here tonight. Amen. I thank God for 107.9 Prophetess McCall. I thank God for the invite. Amen. And I'm here willing to let the Lord use me on tonight. Amen. I will be flowing in the power of the Holy Ghost through the prophetic realm. Amen. I'm definitely feel the Holy Ghost, the fire in this place on today. Amen. I feel a shaking in the atmosphere. But as the Lord allows me to release the individuals, amen, one-on-one, amen, we're going to do this in order under the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I'm going to release it back to Prophetess McCall at this time.
Prophetess, what I want to ask you before we begin to take the live calls, and I know you're all the way on the West Coast, but we're on two opposite sides of the United States, but it's interesting that we both seem to have the same message, even though we're almost two worlds apart. So what is it that you feel that the Spirit of God is saying to the body of Christ, particularly in this season? What is the Lord putting on your heart to release right now?
Amen. It's what God is bringing the people to right now is humility. Amen. In this hour, there's a great attacks against the body of Christ because there's so much division. But through the pressing, through the trials, through the people not getting along, through the spirit of jealousy, amen, God is definitely bringing the body of Christ to humility. That's what the Lord is saying in my spirit. Amen. We got to learn how to humble ourselves in the midst of the attacks. And, you know, the devil is not playing with the body of Christ. So he's definitely trying to come in, tear down and destroy. But if we can learn how to walk in the spirit and gifting of humility and patience, I believe that we can override the enemy. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, if you're somebody that the devil's been attacking and you've been struggling to get to that lower place or that humble place in the Lord, or maybe you've already got to that humble place, but you're waiting and eagerly pressing for the Lord to raise you up and you know it's your time, I need you to call in right now to 904-296-2251 because Prophetess Rennell has a powerful prophetic word from the Lord to release to you. 904-296-2251. Do we have any callers tonight? Who am I speaking with? Praise the Lord. Who is on the line tonight? Who am I speaking with? Hello. Next caller. Hi there. Thank you for calling in. Praise 107.9 FM. Awaken Me Now moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Nita. Praise the Lord. How are you?
I am well. How are you? Who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
Nita. Yes.
Oh, hey. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and allow Prophetess to release the word of the Lord over you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Listen, if she knows you, I'm trying to not hint at familiarity at the moment. Okay, go ahead.
Glory to God. I hear the Lord say that he got you in route. This is a new route, a new direction in the mighty name of Jesus. God is dealing with you in the areas of the prophetic. There is a prophetic gifting that lies in your life, but there's a lot of people that cause confusion and error. Amen. And in this hour, I hear the Lord say, as you release praise more unto the Lord, you'll be going to a higher realm in him. And I hear the Lord say that overnight, he will begin to explain and define the definition of faith within your life. God said he's gathering a union of people that will begin to celebrate your life, because there's definitely a call. There's definitely a calling that has been placed on your life, but you've been rejected in ministry. And this is what caused the lets downs, the breakdowns, and the emotional I don't know, but God is directing you for New York. I don't know who you know in New York, New York, New York, but there's a blessing, a financial breakthrough in New York for you. Amen. And God said you need to walk into the prophetical realm. Stop avoiding it. Stop avoiding the calling. That is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen, woman of God. I just see everything around you just totally dried up right now. And the Lord says, as you obey the prophetic word that was released over you tonight, that you're going to begin to experience the rain and the abundance of blessing.
Amen. I receive it.
So God is taking you out of the wilderness through the obedience of the word that was given tonight through Prophetess Rennell and taking you into your promised land. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we love you, woman of God. Next caller, thank you. God bless you. Who am I speaking with tonight? Thank you for calling Praise 107.9 FM.
Good evening. Hi, this is Sister T. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am well.
Sister, can you say that one more time? Sister Key?
Yes.
Okay, Prophetess, what is the Lord saying to Sister Key tonight?
Amen. I need the full name.
Sister Key?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there
as in the Sister Key that I know personally?
No, we've converted. I've called before.
You've called before. Okay, what is your name? She, the Prophetess Rennell, is wanting to know what your name is.
Tanya.
Tanya.
Glory to God. I hear the Lord say he's going to deal with past setbacks, emotional hurt from childhood. Amen. God said as he developed you in your heart, amen, where you have been crushed as in the youth. In areas of your younger, you know, it's trying to play back in your older days. Amen. Right now, your younger days are trying to come interfere with your older days. Amen. I hear the Lord say to let go of the past hurt. Raman Sobahaya. I even come against spiritual attacks that cause migraines. The enemy's trying to torment your mind to make you feel all scrambled up in the mind. Amen. I hear the Lord say to release and let go of praise on tonight. Amen. And he's getting ready to revive your inner heart. Emotional distress is a spirit that I see that tries to circle around you, but it cannot enter in. The only way that it can enter in is if you sit there and waddle in stress, waddle in past hurt. I hear the Lord say to release and let go right now. Roboco, though you've been hurt, though they persecuted you, but I hear the Lord say to release a praise right now, amen, and he will deliver you from the inner hurt, amen, that has tried to come in as a generational curse on the family bloodline, amen, and destroy your time now, your older times, amen. God said, when Paul said, as I became older, I put away childish things, I hear the Lord say to release the past and walk in the new. Says the Lord. And as you begin to walk in the new, God said all new things will be designed for you. Your credit report, your finances. There's a new stream of money that is getting ready. I hear the Lord say payroll and accountant, account payable. Amen. God said, so you're getting ready to release a release of finances that you will even hit with the government. Amen. 12 in the next 12 days, 12 hours, there shall be an increase, not only in finances, but in the spiritual realm. You've even prayed last night on some things that you said, I need to make a decision on. God said he's answered it for you already. Amen. Step into this new grace of 12. Amen. That will deal with the government. There shall be some Ramando Robo-kosata. There's even a new address that has 1-2 in it. God said he's getting ready to move you. He's getting ready to relocate you. You need to write down the number 12 because the dimension and level that God has you grace for, amen, will have 12 in everything that you do. Robo selebeko. As I'm speaking to you, God is doing something with levels in your body. Diabetes will not hit you. Hypertension and high blood pressure will not hit your life. Stop stressing. God said, let it go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. I just know that the Lord is awakening the apostolic dreamer in you, woman of God. I hear many dreams, many visions. Allow the Lord to continue to stir up that particular gift of the Spirit within you. God, I just release that apostolic grace of a new level of even her prayer language, God. I even hear, God, as you're going higher in this season, that there's going to be some higher level of warfare that you deal with. So the Lord is going to expand the power on the inside of you by increasing the measure of the prayer language that he has given you. The Lord says even family that you've prayed for is getting ready to be hit with the level of fire that God is stirring up. God says, do not worry, do not fear, for I even have your family in the palm of your hands. The Lord says, God says, nothing is happening to anyone. No one is going anywhere until they know me first. The Lord says, stop worrying. The Lord says, they are his. They will be saved. They are coming into the fold. God has heard your prayers. There's no need to stay up late at night in distress or to be in distress or to be turmoil. So I speak peace over your mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even the fluttering that you would experience in your stomach, the fluttering you would experience in your heart, I speak a divine peace and a divine rest in the mighty name of Jesus. God says he's awakening a divine peace that you can go into this next level of rest so you'll stop the stress. God says where he's taking you in this season, he needs you stress-free, worry-free, because there's some assignments in the spirit realm, but you're not going to be able to fulfill those assignments if you're stuck on the what appears to be an assignment in the carnal realm. God says, even as the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. While you're seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness and demonstrating his righteousness and pouring out his kingdom, you need to come into the understanding that he's adding everything unto you that you've already prayed about. So there's no need to worry about your children or anybody else around you that you've been praying for. I see this a large scope in your family that you've been praying for. And God says that you've been the intercessor to stand in the gap for your family. You're like the Joseph of your family. And God said as he increases you, he's going to increase your family. That he's going to use you and the anointing on you to break the poverty mindset off of your family, says the Spirit of God. I even see different family members that have come against you. They're getting ready to look at you in a new light and a new way. Contention, tension, siblings, children. God said all of the above. I have reserved you and set you aside for such a time as this. The Lord says, prepare. For the great shaking and for the great quaking of unity that I'm getting ready to bring in your life. This is a season of divine restoration for you, says the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord says, begin to speak. I hear bitter conversation, not really conversation that's not in faith, but just kind of saying, Lord, when is this over? When is this going to end? When is the storm over? The Lord says he needs you to switch your language from saying when to it is. It is over. It is over now. And the more you begin to say it is, you will see the reality of it is. So, God, we thank you, Lord, for the governmental call on her life, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for just awakening that prophetic dreamer in her to that next level and that next realm. And we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. I don't know who this specific family member it is that you've been worried about, but the Lord says, let it go. Let it loose. He's got him in the palm of his hand. I want to say a son. I don't know what it is. I see a male figure, but it's your son. I see where he has the tendency to maybe put himself in bad situations, and you're constantly praying for him. The Lord is breaking that spirit off of his life, that assignment that would try to pull him in places to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. God said he's getting ready to put divine timing over his life, that normally when he runs into trouble, he'll be running away from trouble and being running. He's getting ready to run into some people that are going to be able to win him over completely for the Lord. So I decree and declare that your son is running into divine destiny right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I bless you, woman of God. I thank God that this is your season of restoration. We need to take the next caller. We love you. 904-296-2251. Who am I speaking to? Jacksonville.
Monica from Texas.
All right. Hey, girl. Calling all the way from Texas. How you doing tonight? Praise the Lord. You sound like you are ready to be struck with the fire.
Hallelujah.
Woo! All right, Providence Renell, what is the Lord saying over this woman of God in Texas tonight?
Amen. God bless you. Amen. I didn't get her name.
What is your name again?
Monica.
Sister Monica.
Monica.
Amen.
I thought she said Mama K.
Glory to God. Sister Monica, we lift you up before the throne in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We come to the Lord in repentance on tonight. Amen. I hear the Lord say, I hear the Lord say he's getting ready to drape you in royalty. Amen. Richness. Ooh. This is a season of wealth. Amen. And God said, you shall step in the prosperity anointing. Amen. Though you have giftings and callings. Yes, true indeed. Amen. Yes, you were called out of your mother's womb to prophesy and speak into people's life as an evangelist. Amen. But God said, it's time to step into richness and wealth. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. God said, if because you continue to live right and obey him, God said, it's yours. He shall release it unto you. Amen. I see a lot of zeros. I see some thousands that's going to be granted in your favor, but God said also some property, amen, Rabokoshata, that will gain collateral. I don't know what that means. Amen. I see some court cases that God also will reveal favor in on the behalf of the honor of your prayers. I see the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And see, your labor was not in vain. Your words were not false. Amen. God said he creditates you on today. Amen. You know, an elder is worth double honor. Amen. And I see people sowing into your life. I don't know what the calling is on your life. Amen. But you carry a high mantle. Now watch this. God is going to allow you to write books and teach classes. Amen. The only thing that can hold this back is you. Robo Salaman Sokatai. Now I see some men that are false prophets. I see two. One tall man, a fair skin, a lighter skinned man that is not who he say he is, that comes in the form of apostle. God said, be careful of this Jezebelic lusting spirit. Itamo Sakai. God said, do not give yourself away unto this individual again. Now God said, I sent the archangels out to cover you before. Amen. But God said, do not go under this anointing. It's a strange, unusual. Now look here, you can have a gift without repentance, but this anointing was not credited by God. I don't want to teach to you tonight, amen, but I just came to give you the word of the Lord, amen, that God is getting ready to raise you and have you trample over individuals that say they have the anointing, but see, when you have been birthed under the blood covenant, amen, I'm telling you, the grace that is over your life, God is getting ready to raise you up before many. Amen. Your name shall be made great. And I see stadiums and arenas that you will have to preach. Amen. Or give a word under the measure of Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I hear the Lord just say, you were under different people for a reason and a purpose, but you've learned why you've been under them now. You've gleaned the knowledge you've needed. You've gleaned the wisdom that you've received. And the Lord says, now it's time to get out from under so you can be over, because God calls you overseer. You're getting ready to be over. I keep hearing that over many. Over. So I just decree and declare that the overseer anointing, that administrative gift and calling on your life to oversee many things at once and to to make things happen. God says you have an ability to make things happen administratively that normally would take people 10 years to make happen. But God says you're able to do things quickly. He's given you the eye of an eagle to set things in order. I see you like a Deborah in the spirit. God says even in this season, pay particular attention to the direction that you walk in, because even as you are a woman of order, God is divinely ordering your steps to the places of order, to the assignments of order, to the alignment of divine order that he has placed over your life in this season. Sickness or anything that has tried to come on you or attack you shall not have a grip in the sea. I see just seasons of warfare that you've gone through, kind of wondering, God, what is going on, or why am I feeling this way today? Not really knowing if you're coming or going at times, but you've kept your joy, you've kept your faith. But God says all that that excess stuff in the spirit, he's breaking it. You're getting ready to experience just a new grace, a new freshness, a new zest in your step. And the Lord says it's all of the connection, what's going to change or cause this to manifest in your life, this better well-being, this better sense of well-being, this next level of joy. You're not going to fake it till you make it. God says it's going to be in your connections. There's some connections in this season that are going to make you be very happy. It's going to put a permanent smile back on your face. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you, woman of God. Next caller, Praise 107.9 FM. Who am I speaking with?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you tonight, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You're very welcome. All right, prophetess, what is the Lord saying to Cheryl tonight?
All right, I hear the Lord say he's bringing you to a place of peace. Just begin to relax in the anointing. Amen. God wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Here lately, you have came encounter with the Lord. But I hear the Lord say, begin to cry out to me even more. God said, as you begin to cry out to him, Sister Cheryl, God said he's getting ready to break off some family generations, some curses that have been put on family childhoods of wickedness, that can cause addiction and can cause breakups and in marriages, that the lusting spirits and different demonic attacks. God said he's getting ready to break these demonic curses up out of your life, that they would not begin to fall upon you and anyone that is connected to you. There's been an error, even in the finances. There's been some things that have been held up and delayed. Amen. But I hear the Lord say he will rebuke the devourer off of your life for his name's sake. I hear the Lord say to get in a union of church fellowship, a union that you can feel secure in, that you're able to pay tithes and plant seeds in. I hear the Lord say, be obedient to him on tonight. Amen. Do not drift off, because of hurt, past hurt, and loneliness. Amen. God said he would begin to rest a peace upon your heart and even in your life. There's a great healing that's taking place even right now in your physical. I see the Lord doing some healing, especially in the upper chest part around the lung. The breathing, the aorta, that's the heart. Amen. I see the Lord going in and doing some repairing within your body. Some healing is, you ought to feel the wind of God touching you as we are speaking right about now. I'm telling you, God is getting ready to blow a fresh anointing upon your life. Amen. That I hear the Lord say, survive. Also survive and revive. As you are surviving, you shall live and not die, but he's reviving the gifts that are in you. Don't be quiet. Amen. You know you have the gift to speak into people's lives, especially those that have cancer, heart attacks, stroke patients, Alzheimer's patients. God said you have the gift to heal these type of people. Amen. But here lately, the enemy has been trying to torment you at a place of darkness. But though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. God said, do not fear the evil that is coming in your presence. Begin to rebuke every witchcraft spirit and every demonic source right now. I bind it up in the mighty name of Jesus. Every curse of Lucifer, I rebuke. I don't know who these witches are that try to connect with you, that try to convert you, but I rebuke it like military soldiers and army people that used to be on the water. I rebuke these agents that have been sent out by demonic sources. I rebuke it right now. I rebuke it right now. Every travel agent, people that come from afar that try to judge and criticize energize and it's like provoke you, and it's trying to move you from the anointing, the grace of Christ, but it cannot overcome. Amen. See, you got to get on your knees and fall to your face and say, I repent, God, and I know that I am a child of God, an heir to Christ Jesus, a royal priesthood. I am a survivor in you, Lord. Because you're not supposed to be here today. Is it Cheryl? I don't know. Amen. But God said there's a grace that is upon your life. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Cheryl, just to follow up somewhat, there's an open door for new employment for you. There's a stability dealing with your employment record. I hear the Lord say there will no longer be broken records, but there's divine stability. Starting a job, having to quit, or getting fired, or being late because of warfare against you, a lot of tardiness and having to call out. God says you're no longer going to be a tardy person, but you're going to be a punctual, on-time person. I speak divine stability. I see your time clock, and I in the spirit, and I just see your time clock punching in late, having to leave early, chaos calling you on the job, and people saying you got to get home, and you got to go here, and you got to go there. The Lord is uprooting that spirit of chaos up out of your life. God says you're going to have a stable job, and it's not just going to be a job, but it's going to be a career that most people have to go to college for. The Lord says this is an act of his sovereign grace. Apply, reapply for the Lord has decreed and declared an open door for you in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I don't know why, but I see a fire in your womb. Oh, rubble Sunday, rubble sata. Hey, rubble sata. The God said there's a deliver out of sata. God said that he's the ayatabo sata. God said he's delivering you right now. There it is. You feel it. Let it out. It's coming out right now. It's coming out. Let it out. You're being delivered of that demonic spirit. Adabo Sunday. Hey, rubble sata. You're being delivered right out of sata. Let it out. Let her go in the mighty name of Jesus. That spirit of perversion that would try to distract you from opportunity and the call of God on your life. God said, many lovers, but I'm your only lover. So I prophetically and apostolically close your womb in the spirit realm right now from everyone that has illegally penetrated you in the sexual arena. I know this is crazy and it's graphic, but I can only say by what I'm hearing and seeing by the Spirit of God right now. What you're doing is you're being delivered from soul ties right now. People that never even had business entering you sexually. God is delivering you from those demonic soul ties right now. God wants you to know that you're not unclean. You're not a whore. You're not these things that people would call people. They call people sluts. What are they calling people now? Thoughts, whatever it is. Y'all can laugh. Yeah, it sounds funny. But it's time to be real with people. All this stuff that we call people and we don't even know the hurt that people are going through. We don't even know why it happened. But God said it's not your fault. God said even the times it happened that you think it was your fault, it's not your fault. See, you've had a lot of people, a lot of women saying, oh, she's easy. You know, she's easy. She'll just get with anybody. God said that's a bunch of spirits of jealousy talking against you. Because I see in the spirit that you're attractive and people are jealous of you. I
I even hear rumors that have been made up about you in that area that aren't even true. I hear the Lord say it has affected you on the job, in the workplace. People have not given you positions because there was rumors going on about you. Sometimes you would be so depressed you didn't even want to go into work. So that's this time card that I'm seeing in the spirit. So God is now showing me why your time card will no longer be unstable when you clock in anymore, because Hannibal says if he delivers you tonight from the pain, you'll have the confidence to go to work consistently. God says, from this night forward, I call you a prophet. I anoint you as a prophetess. You're getting ready to walk into a whole new mantle and a whole new anointing very quickly. God, there's been so many people against you that God's heart is zealous over you with godly jealousy to vindicate you. He says, give me room to vindicate you. Come to me and hear my voice. Oh, yes. I see you speaking at conferences. You're going to be healing the wounds of many broken women, even in the same anointing that Jesus ministered in. Honorable Sunday in the book of Isaiah, when he said he came to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. This is an Isaiah anointing that God is placing upon your life. So right now we decree and declare that the seven spirits of God are awakening within you. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of might, the spirit of the Lord, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall go forth in the mantle of the coat of many colors after tonight. The Lord says, Psalm 91. You've been worried about some safety, protection. I see the spirit of suspicion that's been a paranoia that's been trying to oppress your mind as if people are coming after you. God says Psalm 91, Psalm 23. Listen, I don't know if you follow myself or Prophetess Renell on social media, but you need to stay connected. Please find me on Facebook, Cadence, C-A-D-A-N-C-E, McCall, M-C-C-A-L-L. Renell Grace, R-A-N-E-L-L-E-G-R-A-C-E. We love you, woman of God. God bless you. I'm so glad that the Lord has delivered and touched you tonight. I just hear the Lord say before we take this next call, you need to get into a quiet place with him. You need to get out a journal and a pen. The moment this phone hangs up and you need, I don't care where you are, and you need to write what you hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to you right now. There's some strategic things the Lord wants to tell you right now. He's stopping time for you at the moment. I need you to do this. I need you to write it down. It's time to get alone with the Lord. I love you. We love you. We bless you. We have to take the next call. Please connect social media. God bless. 904-296-2251. Praise 107.9 FM. This is Prophetess Cadence. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. Is this my friend, Vicky?
Yes.
All right, my dear friend Vicky, Prophetess Renell does not know you. I don't think she does. So we're going to allow her to prophetically minister to you tonight. Amen.
Amen. God, God bless you, Sister Vicky. Amen. The name, what God is showing me, is worship, praise and worship through song. Amen. Music. The grace and the anointing of the Lord is definitely upon your life. Amen. But there's been some struggles even without your physical body, through your physical body and in family. Robokoshata. Ah, glory to God. God wants to go in and heal and deliver on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Through your faith, you shall be made whole. Robosebeko. I hear the Lord say he's searching your heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus. As he's doing so, amen. God said he's well pleased with your life, your works, and your faith. Robokoshata. But God said he's getting ready to break that cycle that comes in your family history, your family background. Robokoshata. God's getting ready to tear down demonic strongholds that causes the people to be lackadaisical, lazy in the faith, lazy in the word, giving up, no hope. Raman Shobahai, God said this will not come upon your life. Amen. God said you begin to get your fire back. In the mighty name of Jesus. God said he's also healing your physical body where there's a lack of strength. Amen. God said he's developing the muscles where you begin to gain strength. I come against a stroke right now in the Danaman. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I come against the sciatic nerve damage. The nervous system needs to come in line with the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, I come against muscle spasm right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that has risen up against you shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are a faith warrior. Mean that when you pray, you have faith in what you're praying for. You believe that God is getting ready to do it. There's some people that are connected to you that are in college. Amen. Glory to God. That should be a great success. There shall be journalisms and doctors and psychologists that come from among you. So people that are connected to you, which will bring wealth. And there shall be an organization that shall be built underneath you. Amen. There's a work, a mighty work that God has for you to do. Amen. In the mighty name, I hear the Lord say it's on the blessing, it's on the way. Amen. It's like the state has to release something of possession into your hand, and it shall come to pass, thus says the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Vicky.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
I hope to see you soon.
Oh, yeah, you will.
We will be at Innovative Empowerment Church tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, just saying if you want to stop by. All right, we love you.
Thank you. Love
You're
you.
Welcome. God bless you. Next caller, praise 107.9 FM. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Angel.
Hey, you know what? Angel, I don't know how you do it. I really don't know how you get through every time. You have a secret.
No, I don't.
Hundreds of people can call in, and this girl gets in every week. Does she not? Every time.
I did it.
There must be some kind of favor on your life. Woo! But I think Providence knows you, but we're not going to say who you are. Just continue. Go ahead, Providence.
Hey, amen. It's a lot of angels on my page, but we thank God for Jesus on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I hear the Lord said he's already done it for you.
Yes.
God said, just praise him in advance. I hear the Lord say, this is a time of new direction. Stop going backwards. God said, when he's pulling you forward, you take a back door. God said, that's not your way of escape. Amen. The only way that you can escape the enemy is through your praise and rebuking him. Amen. By running here and running there is not the way of escape. I hear the Lord say he's getting ready to move you out of the land, period. Wherever it is that you rest at, God says he's getting ready to relocate you, period, and never to return. Now, it may be some family members that are attached to you, but God said, oh, I'm going to take care of them. You can't take care of them. God said, you got to take care of your own business and focus on the will of
God. That's
right. Ikoto Mahaya, and disconnect yourself from people, because it's like a seed that have been planted that someone is stepping on where it can't grow. Amen. And I see people that are stepping on you, but you have potential. I hear the Lord say you have potential to walk in this walk. Amen. But it's like you let people stomp on you. Amen. I hear the Lord say to stand up and stomp on the devil. Amen. And you shall be made whole again. Roboko satai. There were some things going on in your stomach that could have caused it a virus or some type of infection. Amen. But God said he just healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That thing also could have had you in the ICU underneath the monitor. Amen. But God said he healed you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. This thing also could have caused some swelling. Amen. Even some swelling in the inside of the glands. Amen. But God said he did not allow this to happen. Amen. Suicide. Spirit of suicide.
Yes.
I rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even in your auntie and uncle, she can't show Bahia. That's a generational curse, and I bind it. I see the spirit, amen. Roboko shataman.
Yes.
So I bind it up right now in the mighty name of overdose. I rebuke it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Okoda, you shall get in line with God, and he's been putting on your spirit in it's like a dream, prophetic song, prophetic dreams where people are error. Well, he tells you who not to follow, who not to trust, amen. But you're a nice person, but you cannot go and condone in these demonic spirits. I hear the Lord say it's time to release and let go. Amen. If they don't want to do right, gossip, they got to go. They got to go. Ooh. That is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Angel, you know, I know we're on the air and many people are listening, but I just need to validate the spirit of prophecy publicly because, you know, I know we've talked before about the spirit of suicide that would try to oppress you. And Prophetess Rennell has declared that over the airwaves tonight. And I just want people to know that are listening
that maybe you're wondering, if this is a bunch of flaky stuff, or what is this? Or do they just coincidentally happen to get it right with the words that they use? Are they just good with their words and able to manipulate people? I'm telling you, this woman has struggled with the spirit of suicide many times that I have personally talked to her about. Prophetess Renell has called that out tonight. Amen. Those of you that are suicidal, Angel, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me on why he allowed you to get in tonight. He's saying that there are those out there tonight in Jacksonville listening that are suicidal, those driving around in their cars, people contemplating, trying to call on the Lord for help, listening, but scared to call in because they do not want anyone to know their secret. They don't want to be exposed. They don't want the shame to be known. But the Lord says that he'll use your authenticity tonight and your bravery and your courage tonight to get those that are out there really hurting, to give them the bravery and the courage to call in to receive some healing and deliverance tonight. So I thank you for calling, Angel. We love you. I'll talk to you later. Amen. God bless you. Next caller, Praise 107.9 FM. This is Prophetess Cadence. Who am I speaking with?
Sarian.
Who is this? I'm sorry?
Sarian.
Say that one more time.
It's Sarian. Sarian.
Okay. Prophetess?
I don't know what the name was, but when you said it, I hear lion. Amen. Because God is going to raise you up like the Lion of Judah. Amen. With more power to be more stern and forceful against the enemy. Stop letting people run over you, manipulate you, and make you, like, belittle you. Robokosatai. Amen. I know that you are young in age, but I hear the Lord say you're not a child and you're not to be treated as a child. Amen. God say you are old enough to know right from wrong. Amen. The spirit of manipulation, which is Jezebel, I rebuke it right now and I cast it down by the fire of the Holy Ghost. You will not be tossed to and fro. Amen. You will not be manipulated. Amen. You will not be tempted to do things that you do not want to do that is not pleasing to the will of God. I hear the Lord say your body is a temple designed under the Holy Ghost. And amen, you were anointed out of your mother's womb, Uramakos, to dance for the Lord, to sing for the Lord, to write poetry, Okomanse Bahaya, for the Lord. Amen. God said you will do his will. Amen. And God said, you soon will prophesy in end time disasters. Amen. God will show you earthquakes and the rumbling of the ground and rocks that will fall on the earth rim that will cause explosions and tsunamis. God said, I will deal with you in prophetic dream and vision. Amen. Some things you don't understand, like running in the dark and running and falling from the mountaintops, and you know, angels begin to carry you and things like that you don't understand. But God said, begin to open up the book of Revelations 14. There's something that he wants to talk to you about. Amen. Though he's seen things that happened to you as a little girl that hurted you dramatically, but God said, I'm healing you. Don't be overwhelmed. Amen. With the whole Ethan Sobandelebeko. Don't be overwhelmed and burdened with the trials and things that you go through. Amen. God said, I'm not here to hurt you, but I'm here to love you even the more. Amen. Even though man hurts you, they say things that can depress you and make you feel lonely and suicidal. Amen. Those are spirits of the enemy, Roman Sobahaya. But I attack the cursor right now under the fire. I break it by the fire of the Holy Ghost right now. I bind that thing up even out of your bedroom, Romose Kamaha. That thing that lurks around your bed, it's a spirit of perversion and lust that comes from Jezebel, the incubus and succubus spirit. I rebuke it right. Echo. I hear the Lord say to find yourself in a water, a tub, and soak on Toban. So, hey, and God said he would begin to mend things back up in your body, Romoko. That was an error that defiled your body. Amen. I don't know if you have any tattoos or piercings that are in unwanted places, but God said to get rid of it in the mighty name of Jesus, because he doesn't want you to defile. The temple is holy. God said this season before December, you shall walk in pure holiness and tell young girls about holiness and how God brought the spirit of and broke the spirit of poverty off of your life. You shall walk into wealth. I see $5,000 beginning to release in your house. You need it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow. If you guys on social media could just hear the other end of the line tonight, people are truly being delivered. The Spirit of the Lord is touching people. They're crying out and releasing years and years of a broken heart. The Lord says that he's here tonight to mend up the brokenhearted. If you're brokenhearted tonight, I need you to be brave, and I need you to pick up your phone, and I need you to dial 904-296-2251. Even as if, yes, hello, yes, who am I speaking with?
This is her mother, and I want to say everything that the prophetess said to my daughter on tonight. Everything that she said out of her mouth, every word that came from the prophet's mouth was 100% a truth.
Jesus.
My daughter write poetry. Everything she said about breaking that spirit off of her and all what she's going through, the God spoke through the woman of God tonight.
My God.
And I wanted to say, bless you. I thank God for y'all because she has been trying to get in and get in. Yeah, and I say, well, just keep calling. Just keep calling. And she said, and she looked up at the ceiling and she said, God,
hallelujah.
I need to get in because I need a word. And then you answered the call. God,
Jesus, listen, those of you that are watching on social media, this woman that's on the phone, her mother just got on the line. And she said, I need to publicly validate the word that the prophetess spoke. She said every word that she spoke over her daughter tonight was the 100% truth, even down to the point that she writes poetry.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Wow.
Even the dreams, even the vision, even the tattoos, even what
she said, even the tattoos.
Yes, even things that she see in her room, everything that she said was 100% truth. And I am the woman of God, and I know the real from the fake. And I want to say this is the real thing.
Come on with it.
This is the real thing. Coca-Cola ain't got nothing.
Tell Jacksonville about the fake tonight. Hey, you have a prophetic word in you. Why don't you release to Jacksonville what the Lord is saying about the fake church tonight?
Get right or get left.
She said, get right or get left.
Get right or get left. God is tired of the fake stuff. It's time for the real deal to step up and
show
and see and speak what the Lord says. Speak. And
their
spirit has got to die.
Back
to the pit of hell. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. Listen. Can your daughter please follow Prophetess Ronell Grace on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Please find us both on Facebook. If you go to her page, you'll see both of us posted on there today.
I sure will. Bless y'all, woman of God.
We love you. Bless you, too. But yeah, what I was seeing over your daughter as the prophetess was prophesying, even before she began to prophesy, I just saw a very, very, very strong gift of the seer. Amen.
I'll put that on her. As a young girl, and one of the one of our former pastors spoke that over her life, and even now when she sees stuff, and I told her, I said, you know, you're walking in the prophetic. So when you get right with God, I told her, I said, you're gonna be powerful because she sees stuff now, and she tell me
Hannibal Sutta
and stuff, and she can tell. Like fake pastors and real people, she can tell it, and she's not even walking right now where God would have her to walk. But it's coming because the word of the God tonight that was spoken over her life.
It isn't, and I heard the Lord say that after tonight it's going to be activated like never before. And the reason He's doing that is because He draws with loving kindness, but He's going to draw her tonight with such a velocity that He's putting in her anointing to accelerate her in Him. So He's going to open her eye to such a spiritual degree even after tonight. That she'll have no choice but to press into the Father because the things He's getting ready to show her will literally drive her insane if she does not stay at the feet of Jesus.
And one more thing I want to say because I know you got to go. And one thing she said about the spirit of suicidal. My daughter came to me and she just began to break down. She said, Mom, I just go through so much and I just want to commit suicide.
Jesus.
And I just got out the car and I just say, oh my God, how do this lady, the prophet, because God say he'll reveal the secret things to the prophet. And truly tonight, the woman of God
hallelujah.
The word of the Lord.
No. I got to share this
over her life.
They need to hear this on social media. They need to hear this on this right here. No, this is huge. Angel had called in before, and I said the Lord allowed her to call in so that those that were going to commit suicide would call in. You said your daughter was dialing and dialing, and that she began to pray that the Lord would open up the phone lines for her, and she got through, and she was experiencing suicidal thoughts. My God, Angel, if you're listening, do you hear how the Lord used you tonight?
Yes, prophetess, keep on saying what God says, say. And don't be dismayed at their faces. Speak the word of the Lord. I don't care who say what. Speak the word, prophetess. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word.
I love it. Amen.
Amen. Y'all be blessed.
Yes, you too. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Praise 107.9. What is this? 107.9 FM. Prophetess Cadence, who am I speaking with tonight?
I'm just going to give you my initials.
Your what?
My initials.
You can give us your initials. We don't, you know, hear people's names and somehow pick up on a name frequency and then know everything about your life. But that's fine. You can give us your initials. What is your initial? The Spirit of God knows you by name.
Yes, ma'am. TNS.
TNS?
No, I'm sorry. NS.
Okay. What is the Spirit of the Lord saying to NS tonight, Prophetess?
Amen. I hear the Lord say, put a safety and a protection around you, a hedge of protection. Amen. Especially at night. I come against wicked voices that try to torment Raman Sobahaya, that keeps you crossed in the mind of decisions, can't make decisions, can't focus, off balance, can't even write out checks for bills. It's, everything is just confusion. Amen. I come against the spirit of confusion right now. Oh, Toraman, so disorganized. Amen. I come against the attack of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus that will get you off guard and off focus. God said he's pushing you and driving you into a new season, a new direction. Amen. You cannot past hurt, past relationship interfere with where God has for you to go. God is giving you a new route, a new journey, and you must travel. I hear the Lord say it's time to go. Raman, so your assignment is through there. God said it's canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God said, I have given you your own ministry. I have given you a new mission. Itaman, so God said it's time to fulfill, Raman Sobahaya, the assignment that God has put in you. God said you're getting ready to develop a birthing. You in the third trimester. It's time to push. God says it's time to push out 3 books. God said he's also going to put you in a recording studio. Amen. Because there's voiceovers. There's things even like what I'm doing right now that God is going to allow you to do. But God said he's searching your heart. There's 2 things in your heart that you need to let go. God said forgive and forget. Amen. Know that Jesus, if he's for you, who can be against you? Amen. I see somebody, you're writing and signing, but I see people tearing up documents. Amen. But God said, I will not let them get away with it. Amen. God said, I vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I see someone also forging your signature. Amen. But God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Amen. God said, he's also going to release the documents and paperwork to a particular house. See, that he's getting ready to eat. God favor you, Roboco, even with children. I see some children that you got to care for. I see some children that God said you have to put under your wing and care for. There's getting ready to be a traumatic situation that happens, amen, that God is going to leave you responsible for. Call it not strange, amen. Even in the midnight hour when wickedness tries to interfere, yeah, to make you feel lonely, to make you feel like you are not the woman that God called you to be, the devil is a liar. God said you will trample over enemy, over demonic attacks. He can, so you will call out spirits though they are, amen, what they are. You will call them out by name and they have to come out by the force of the Holy Ghost. He come out. God said he filled you. He filled you. Amen. Now you need to fulfill the assignment. I hear the Lord say, be led by the teachings of the Holy Ghost, not by the teachings of man. Somebody's feeding you false doctrine, false genealogies, false fables, religious spirit. I rebuke that in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
God said you are called to be a teacher such as an elder. Amen. A ministerial calling is upon your life. But God said he's going to allow you to build up your own ministry. Write that down. Your own ministry. Amen. And it's traveling in that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And the Lord said the reason the setbacks have been in your life is because you've not been awakened completely to your destiny and purpose. But the Lord says this is a season of clarification for you, that he's getting ready to clarify some things to you. He says, pay attention to the little things of the season. I see you like driving down the road and maybe a sign sticking out to you and it kind of speaks to you quickly. And the Lord says, that's me. And the Lord's going to allow these little things to begin to happen to you to where it's going to carry the frequency of his voice. And they're going to be confirming acts, because the Lord says you don't really have anyone in your life right now that's able to confirm the authentic prophetic word of the Lord. So he's going to confirm it for you all by himself. So the Lord says, begin to pay attention to the little things, because he's awakening your purpose. He's awakening your destiny. He's clarifying and he's giving you the wisdom on how to deal with distractions in your life in this season. Distractions. God says, I'm distracting the distraction. I'm distracting. There's some people that have been distractions to you. And I even see male figures, distractions. And The Lord says he's going to turn their hearts in another direction. And the Lord says when he begins to turn their heart in another direction, to not take the turning of the heart as rejection. It's actually protection. So God says in this season, discern the rejection as protection. Because God says, I'm getting ready to cause those that are against you, that will cause you to miss destiny, to reject you in order to protect you. But watch the connections I'm getting ready to bring you that will accept you now that you're being awakened to destiny and purpose as the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, woman of God. We have about, what, 5 minutes? God bless. Praise 107.9 FM. Prophetess Cadence, who am I speaking with tonight? Hello? Who is on the line? Next caller? Who am I speaking with tonight?
Tammy Francis.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am well. All right, prophetess. What's the Lord saying to Tammy Francis tonight? We got 2 minutes. It's going to have to be a quick prophetic word.
God bless you, Sister Tammy. Amen. I hear the Lord say all is well. I don't know, but God is showing me right now 40 acres of land, Robokoshata, a harvest. Amen. God is getting ready to multiply land in your area. Amen. There's a great amount of wealth. Amen. There's a great connection with people. Don't pass up this opportunity. Amen. Though there may be stumbling blocks, but God said, do not pass up this opportunity. The giftings and callings that are upon your life, that you shall come into an angelic presence. Amen. An angelic presence where you will receive the Holy Ghost and you will feel the glory. The glory. You also will see the glory cloud. Amen. Not too many people, you know, come encounter with these things. Amen. But there's a special, unique type of calling that are on your life, that witches do manifest when you walk by. Mm-hmm. And they don't like you. They're jealous of you. It's not about what you have or how you look. It's just the grace. And when you walk, the presence of the Lord is upon you. So I just want to briefly tell you to be encouraged. Don't disencourage. Don't doubt yourself or doubt in faith like it's something wrong with your outer appearance. It's just the glory that is connected on your life.
We love you, Tammy. Connect with us on Facebook. We have to go. We have about 60 seconds. All right, Jax Mill, I want to thank you so much for allowing. I'm sorry, guys. I got that jet lag. I'm tired. Awaken Me Now, Prophetess Cadence McCall, Prophetic Ministries, to host Prophetess Renelle Grace. What is it? The Apostolic Oil Ministries. Can you tell people 30 seconds about your ministry quickly?
Sharing
how they could follow you on Facebook and sow a seed into your life.
Amen. You can follow me at Renelle Grace, sharing the seeds of the Harvest Apostolic Ministry. I'm live Tuesday night, prophetical prayer, 7:30 p.m. East Pacific Standard Time. I'm from California. I enjoyed you, 107.9. God bless you.
All right, amen. Hopefully, guys, you will hear from me next week. Prayerfully, again, signing out. Have a wonderful Awaken Me Now week as God is awakening your finances, your dreams, and your destinies. Until next time, God bless Jacksonville.
You've been listening to an Awaken Me Now prophetic moment with Prophetess Cadence McCall. From Cadence McCall Prophetic Ministries. You can participate in this prophetic moment of personal prophecy by calling in. Listen again next week for Prophetess Cadence McCall.